This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
NBA All-Star Weekend taking on quite a bit of criticism. Is it even worth saving? Is it possible to save? 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Coming up at 5 o'clock, by the way, we're going to be joined by Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. Mo is going to give us the lowdown on what everything going on with the Bengals, which from both a T. Higgins and a Trey Hendrickson perspective could definitely influence the offseason here in Washington, whether directly to players that certainly I'd take as Commanders if the price was right, but also two guys that might set the price for the market. So we'll talk to Mo about that coming up at 5 o'clock. But NBA All-Star Weekend has received a lot of criticism, and it started receiving that criticism during the middle of the game, as they bounced around this new first of 40, four teams playing whatever matchup style. Draymond Green, of course, the game is in the Bay Area, and Draymond also moonlights already with TNT, even though he's an active player. Draymond's on the set outside the arena with Adam Lefkoe and company on TNT, and let's just say Draymond's not a big fan of this new format.
Work all year to be an all-star and you get to play up to 40 and then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. When you talk about chasing after the points records, Melo and Kobe and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some rising stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against a U19 team. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
So Draymond not only saying like, hey, these guys that have made the All-Star team, they're, you know, one of the great records in the NBA is the scoring record in the All-Star game. No one gets to chase that because of the format. Plus, you have this the Rising Stars, you know, same format on Friday night, and the winner of the Rising Stars tournament now makes Sunday, and Draymond basically saying those guys don't belong on the actual hallowed ground of the All-Star court. And here's what I would say. If the All-Stars treated it like hallowed ground, then maybe I would agree. And that's the problem, right? Is what Draymond is saying is actually, I think, correct. That all the things that can make an All-Star game great, and many of the things that have made All-Star great for years, if not decades, are not possible in this new format, and thus the format stinks. But this criticism coming from someone who is one of the great stars of this generation that killed the All-Star game is kind of rich. My buddy Tony Squares, when we were talking about this yesterday on our YouTube show, framed it this way: the call is coming from inside the house. And I think that's fair criticism. And certainly me and Tony and anyone else who's nodding along right now, not the only ones to to say it. Oscar Robertson, actually the Big O, responding to Draymond Green's comments about the All-Star Game format. And real quick before we play Oscar, Draymond also just was like, the NBA right now is boring as is. So, like, what's the point of even having this?
It's not smart basketball no more. I saw a clip not too long ago where Kobe said, like, yo, it's accidental basketball. And he couldn't have been more right. It was so refreshing to play against Bron because every possession is like a chess match. But you don't just get that on a regular basis. It's just who can run faster, who can hit more threes. It's no substance. And so I think it's very boring.
I actually don't disagree with that. Again, like, I think a lot of Draymond's criticism is on. And by the way, on this one, I think he has a much bigger platform to stand on because his team won 4 championships in part because they played a really high-level brand of basketball. Yes, they shot a lot of threes, but there was an intentionality and in a way that they got about those shots that was genuinely beautiful basketball. You could not watch the Warriors and be like, this is boring. Unless you just, like, you would watch them and be like, I hate them. And you could hate all the imitators that try to play like them that aren't actually, but are just chucking threes. But the Warriors were always a top 5 defensive team, and the way they got their shots, and specifically for Steph and Clay, like, that was really good hoop. But I'm not a basketball Hall of Famer. Oscar Robertson is. Here's what the Big O said about Draymond's comments.
Well, Draymond said so much, you know, who cares what Draymond says? It doesn't mean anything. You know, people, this is what I mean, you know. I mean, one guy can say this, and one guy can say that. The game is what it is. People either like the game or they don't, and I think people enjoy the game, especially if their team can win. And you look at the basketball, it might be boring him because if he's not passing the ball to Curry, what is he doing?
I agree.
Not to single that out because I think he knows how to play basketball, but he passes the ball to Curry more than anyone I've ever seen in basketball. And so it means a lot. So, you know, it might be boring to him at times because of what he's doing. Maybe it is boring when he's out there. He's not shooting a lot. And he's not guarding a lot. So it's boring. Well, out of Draymond.
That criticism falls so flat with me because the fact, like, yeah, okay. He, as a primary ball handler, passes the ball to his best player, who, by the way, the defenses know wants the ball. And Draymond's been able to do it at a high level for 15 years. Like, it's not even intellectually stimulating for him anymore because the other teams aren't. Like, that's actually Draymond's point, not Oscar's. It's like, yeah, I can do this, and the other teams can't even figure it out. And that's why playing against LeBron is much more fun because it's a challenge as opposed to the way that we've been able to steamroll teams. Now, obviously, the Warriors are having a up and down season, so I'm sure plenty of folks on giving criticism based off this year could do it. But I think the larger point is, like, the game has fundamentally changed in a way that I don't know is good. And I think that while Draymond criticizing All-Star Weekend when he was a part of the generation that kind of killed it is maybe a little rich, his larger points about the game at large clearly are true because ratings are hurting. And do I think that NBA basketball players, and here's the conundrum, right? NBA basketball players are better than they have ever been. The best players in this era are better basketball players than the best players in previous eras because that's how evolution works. That's how you get guys like Wemby, who are 7'3", that grew up watching Dirk, that grew up watching, you know, Hakeem, that grew up watching whatever, and they get better year over year or generation over generation because the thoughts of what is possible get expanded. Oh, okay, that's now what used to be the advanced package is now the standard package, and then you grow on that and you figure out how to get better and better as players, and guys add different skill sets and a different size, the positionless basketball, like the pure level of player in the modern game is extraordinarily high. But the game, because of that, has fundamentally changed, where it's now chasing threes and layups in a way. The geometry has changed. The shape of the game, shots people are hunting, are different than the game that many of us grew up with, the way we were coached as kids, and we don't necessarily like it. And so are there things they could potentially do? Sure. You know, they changed the game to add the three-point shot. They could take it away, or they could, I don't know, make dunks worth three. I heard that today on Clinton's show. Someone called in and was like, what if we made dunks worth three? And I think that's actually far more complicated to do. I was like, I don't know, there's part of me that kind of likes that. Can we reorient the game towards the rim, which was kind of the original point? How close can you get it, not how far away can you shoot? So there is a lot of, I think, consternation here about the game of basketball, the sport. I think there's so much attention on the transaction market, the personalities, the things around the game, the culture. Some of it's good. Some of it is good for some, but not for others. That's okay. But the NBA ultimately has to figure out, like, what's the best thing for the mass appeal? How do they continue a healthy pipeline? And I think the last part of this, to go back to a way that they could potentially fix All-Star Weekend, is the USA versus the world stuff. I think basketball, like, the best players in the league, more than, you know, half of the top 10 at this point, are international players. And I think in terms of ratings in America, that's going to influence that in a negative way. We love a classic American story. I think the best thing that could happen for the NBA is the Celtics and the Lakers play an NBA Finals where LeBron James versus Jason Tatum is the headline. Two American-born players. And, you know, maybe if Tatum was considered more universally a top player after what he did last year, he certainly is. But, you know, but two American, Steph and LeBron, right? Can you get that? But Boston versus LA. Like, that's what drives the NBA. It's Magic versus Bird. It's Jordan versus Ewing. It's that thing. And when it's Giannis versus Jokic and Denver versus Milwaukee, it just is not going to have the sex appeal, even if the basketball itself actually would be phenomenal. More of your, or we'll actually get to some calls. We have a few lined up now. 301-230-0980 on NBA All-Star Weekend next. And then we will get to Mo Egger and what's going on with the Bengals and how that could shape the NFL offseason, including here in Washington, at 5 o'clock here on the Team 980.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.